as thandaz bon kankos leli thuba lokuba sihlangane futhi.
We thank you Lord for this opportunity to meet again.
Sithembisile ukuthi uzoba phakathi kwethu.
You promised us that you would be in our midst.
Siyacela ke ukuthi kufezeke lokho.
Lord, may that now go into fulfillment.
Sibusiseke ngobukhona bakho.
That we will be blessed because of your presence.
Ubusise nokufunda kwezwi lakho.
Bless also the reading of your word.
Amen.
Amen.
Hayike ake sibuyele kezwini lenkosi.
Let us now turn to the Lord's word.
Sifunde kuIsaya isahluko seshumi nanye kusukela evesini lokuqala.
Isaiah 11 from verse 1.
Kuya kuvela ihlumelwa esiqwini sikaJesu. Kuphuma igatsha ezimpandeni zakhe.
There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots.
Yakhumbula ngesonto edlule sakhuluma ngalo.
Remember last week we spoke about this.
Isahluko seyivesi lesibili.
And then verse 2.
Umoya kaJehova uyakuhlala phezu kwakhe. Umoya wokuhlakanipha nowokuqonda. Umoya wamasu nowamandla. Umoya wokwazi nowokumesaba uNkulunkulu uJehova.
The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
Intokozo yakhe iyakuba sekumesabeni uJehova, akayikwahlulela ngokubona kwamehlo, anganqumi ngokuzwa kwezindlebe zakhe.
His delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears.
Kepha uyakwahlulela bampofu ngokulunga, anqume ngokufaneleyo abathobileyo bomhlaba, awushaye umhlaba ngentonga yomlomo wakhe, abulale ababi ngokuphefumula kwezindebe zakhe.
But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with a breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked.
Ukulunga kuya kuba ibhande lezinkalo zakhe. Ukuthembeka kube ibhande lamanyonga akhe.
Righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist.
Asigcine lapho.
We'll stop reading there.
Manje ekuseni namhlanje, ekuseni kakhulu, kwafika uYanis kimi.
Early this morning, Yanis came to me.
Atau, Nkulu, khona ngikuphathele kona.
And he said, Grandfather, I've got something for you that you need to preach about. I said, why? Who told you that?
What, your Uncle Karl Heinz?
And he said, no, Uncle Karl Heinz told me.
Is Uncle Karl Heinz here?
Is Karl Heinz here?
Ah, I said, nanku khona. Uncle Karl Heinz wamnika lokhu.
Uncle Karl Heinz gave this to him. And said he had told him to bring it to me, to preach about this. You see this branch? It's a specific plant that grows very fast.
Manje ukhule phakathi komoba.
And grows among sugar cane.
Umoba uma uvunwa uyashiswa.
Now when you before you harvest sugar cane you burn it.
Shiselwe ushiswe ukuze ushise ulapai.
To burn off all the trash.
Ulapai akusisi isiZulu, is French bakutholela abakwaZulu. uma French atshala umoba ulapai kusho ukuthi uma uthi lapai sukhuluma is French.
Now lapai is not a Zulu word, but it comes from the French. So the Zulus learned it from the French. So you already know a bit of French if you know that word.
Manje khona ke inyoni ebu angazi ukuthi ibukele kuwo mahlokohloko yini ukwakha ikhaya.
Now there's a bird, I don't know whether he's learnt it from, what's in hlokohloko?
Hlokohloko, that's is it a star?
A weaver.
The weaver.
Maybe, I don't know whether they learnt it from the weaver.
Abamhlophe abuza ukuthi hlokohloko yini inyoni ekhuluma ibanga umsindo ixoxe njengowesifazane.
Now these birds, these hlokohlokos, if you don't know what they are, they talk a lot, continuously, like some
they
woman.
They make a noise, just like the women. Now you can't do anything to me, women, because I've got a shield. Aniphatheki kabi nina besifazane ngoba phela ngisho nje into yini ekhona.
But you shouldn't be offended if it's a fact.
Manje ayihlaniphile lenyoni.
It's nicht. This bird is not wise.
Ibona lolukhula lumila phakathi komoba.
This weed grows among the sugar cane, and it saw this thing sticking out there.
Ayazi ukuthi uma kufika isikhathi sokushiswa amaphupho engakaphumi mhlawumbe namaqanda engakathamiseli kuzokusha.
And so it went and made this nest in this sugarcane field in this weed, not realizing that before the eggs hatch, it will be burnt.
Manje ngithi akusiyona ihlokohloko ngaphandle kokuthi inyoni zasedibdini zingayanga esikoleni.
Now I say it's not
futhi ziphuthe inkonzo lapho uNkulunkulu eyifundisa ukwakha indlu.
Now I say this bird is probably not a weaver unless it's one that didn't go to school or wasn't at the service where God was teaching them how to do things the correct way.
Ngoba ihlokohloko keke lakhe indlu bese kulenge okungaka. Akeke.
Because firstly, a bird shouldn't build a nest where you see all this trash hanging from it.
Ihlokohloko lakha kahle, luke kahle.
A weaver builds a beautiful nest.
Ngoba phela indlu yehlokohloko lidalwa owesilisa.
And remember, the weaver, the male bird, builds the nest.
Umama kayak.
The female doesn't.
Ihlalele nje indizele ixoxe indaba.
She just flies around and talks and chats to
her. Kodwa indoda yona yakhe.
But the man builds the nest.
Indoda ke iyakha kahle. Ay kanje.
But he builds a beautiful nest, not one like this. This is a very poor example.
Uma ihlokohloko seliqedile ukwakha, isuke ibikele intombi yayo ukuthi sengikwakhela indlu, woza uzoyibona. Ifikeke ihlokohloko lesifazane.
And when the male bird has built the nest and is finished and is satisfied that he's done the job well, he then goes and fetches his bride and to show her where she will live. And so she arrives and she does an inspection. She goes,
ihlokohloko lendoda seloqala phansi futhi ukwakha.
And she'll look inside and look around and outside as well. And if she's not totally satisfied with the condition of this house, she just tears it apart. And the male bird has to then start building all over again. Now this isn't a fairy tale, this actually happens. So you'll find that the birds always try and do a good job, that when the bride arrives that she'll be happy and she doesn't just destroy everything. I haven't yet heard of a weaver, though, that divorces his wife as a result of her actions. It's probably because he loves her so much that he puts up with it. So this bird in its foolishness built its nest in the wrong place where the fire will go through and destroy everything that's inside, including the bird if it doesn't escape.
Ngempilo yenu eniphilayo niyakha, nani izingane zesikole niyakha. Kodwa omunye ngophukuphuku uwakhela noma kuphi nasendaweni engafanele. Kuzofika umlilo wesikhokho ushe konke, uqede konke. Kodwa ngokungazi vele yakhele khona ngophukuphuku.
So you young people, you children, school children, learn from this. Because you can build your life, because you're busy building as you go through life. Make sure that you don't build in the wrong place and in the wrong way. Because the fire will come and destroy everything.
Maybe you
Maybe you're still at school, you're still a child, but you're thinking of boys, if you're a girl, or if you're a boy, you're thinking of girls, and you're still a child, you're only in matric, because after all, if you're a boy and you're in matric, you're still a child. You can't even pay your own school fees. Your parents have to sweat and make enough money for you to go to school. And then you go and you go to the tuck shop, buy things there. But it's not even your own money. You get it from your parents.
Ngicela ibhayisikili ngihambe ngalo, ngishove lona, ngizotshela abantu ngoJesu.
When I was still at school, I didn't have a girlfriend. I just longed to have a bicycle because I had felt God calling me to preach the gospel, and I thought, if only I could have a bicycle, I could ride on that, go and ride around and tell people about the Lord Jesus.
Uma singhambi bicycle, hambela abantu bebaningana, ngizocela kuNkulunkulu isigoqoqo seveni, ngihambe ngeveni ngilayisha abantu, bese ngicele itende ngilayishe evenini ngihlome itende ngihambise ivangeli. Ukushada ke kungeza emva kwalokho. Nangempela ngo-40 years ngazala ingane yokuqala, ngathola ingane yokuqala ngino-40, ngoba ngathi ngifuna ukuthi izinto zime kahle zilandelane. Qale ngithole ibhayisikili ngihambe ngena emzini yabantu ngizobatshela ngoJesu. Uma ke sekungidlule kulokho, ngakhula kulokho isigoqoqoqo seveni, ukuba ngigibelise abantu, bese ngithole itende ngihlome lona ngihamba umhlaba ngishumayela ivangeli. Ukushada ke ukwakha indlu akube emva kwalokho. Ngaphila kanjalo ke ngintshela iqiniso phambi kwakhe uNkulunkulu akungowaqamba amanga.
So I said, Lord, if I could just have a bicycle to go around with, to preach, and thereafter, Lord, if you could give me just an old bucky, and then I can go around and take people to the service, and then, Lord, if you could give me a tent, then I could pitch the tent and people could come and we hold services there. And then I said, well, building a nest, that can come after that. And that's why I only had my first child when I was 40 already.
uNkulunkulu uSathane noma ifike ezonyanyeza indaba ngithi Sathane hamba ngisadinga ukwenza lokhu bese ngenze lokhu bese ngenze lokhu angikaze ngibe umfana ngisesesikoleni ngingakabili nalutho bese ngicabanga intombazane izolotsholwa ngani yize ukuthi thina bamhlophe siloboli sithenga indilingi nje. Uma ungenayo imali yedilingi uyashada futhi ngaphandle kwendilingi. Awuzimise kahle izinto. Funa ukuthi ube yisiyula. Uwakhele okhulini. Bese kufika umlilo kamoba wesihogo kushise.
So you can tell the Lord and ask the Lord what you want. And if the devil comes and he tells you something else, you say, no, I've made an agreement with the Lord. I don't have time for that now. I first have to do what I've agreed with the Lord to do. And so we must be wise, not foolish like this bird, and that everything just goes up in smoke.
Umagate useduzane ngizokukhombisa kahle ukuthi ihlokohloka lakhe kanje uzobona la nala.
Now if you come closer, you had a closer look, you could see that this really doesn't look like a weaver that built this nest, because it doesn't build a nest like this.
Uncle Karl Heinz, angathanda ukuthi enezele. Wolltest du auch noch was sagen? Vielleicht habe ich deine Punkte nicht gebraucht. Tolles Thunwa nje uyanis, obemvakashela izolo. Wayesemnika lathi athi hamba uye umtshele umkhulu wakho ashumayele ngalento.
I just wanted to be sure that I haven't missed any of Kalainz's points, because I only got his message through a messenger. Yannis came and said, Grandfather, Uncle Kalainz says we must preach about this.
Okay.
Let's return to the text, to God's word.
Kuyakuvela ihlumela esikwini sika Jesse.
There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. Last week we spoke about the rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. Where that tree was felled, it fell down, but out of it grew this branch.
A
branch shall grow out of his roots. That is Jesus being referred to here.
Namhlanje khulumeke ngoJesu, khuluma ngoJesu. Umoya kaJehova uya kuhlala phezu kwakhe.
So here we're speaking now about the Lord Jesus, and it says the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him.
Umoya wokuhlakanipha nokuqonda.
The spirit of wisdom and understanding.
Umoya wamasu noamandla.
The spirit of counsel and might.
Umoya wokwazi nokumesaba uJehova.
The spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
Intokozo yakhe yakuba sekumesabeni uJehova.
His delight is in the fear of the Lord.
Point lokuqala le.
That's the first point.
Lapho uJesu ezozalwa.
When Jesus was to be born,
ingelosi Gabriela yabonakala entombini yathi, "Hey wena ubusisiwe."
The archangel Gabriel appeared to that Virgin Mary and said, "You are blessed.
Uzozala indodana. Uzoqanjwa ukuthi uJesu."
And with a message, "You are blessed. You'll give birth to a son. His name will be Jesus. He will be great and he will save his people from their sins."
Why say to Maria, "Lokho kungenzeka kanjani? Ngoba ngizange ngihlangane nendoda."
And Mary said, "But how is that possible? For I have never known a man."
Ukuzalwa kukaJesu akufananga nokuzalwa kwabanye abantu.
The birth of Jesus was different to anybody else's birth.
Niyazi ukuthi abantu bazalwa kanjani, kodwa ukuzalwa kwendodana kaNkulunkulu kwehlukile, akufani nokuncane nje nokuzalwa indoda. Noma unina wasemhlabeni abazali bemvelo.
The birth of Jesus, the Son of God, was different to any other natural birth.
Uma kade eyozalwa njengathi, ubezoba umuntu njengathi, abe isoni kuzizoni, abe ongalungile kwabantu abangalungile.
If he had have been born like any of us, he would have just been like any of us. A sinner coming to sinners. Someone unrighteous coming to those who are unrighteous. Undefiled to the undefiled.
UJesu wabambili okokuqala wa enobunkulunkulu.
So the Lord Jesus is wonderful in that he is God himself, the Son of God. But at the same time, he's a complete man, just like you and I.
Two different natures. Why a nesimo esukeneyo enobunkulunkulu engunkulunkulu waba umuntu enobuntu njengomuntu.